This is Penn Jillette, Las Vegas, Nevada. Sitting across from me, juggler extraordinaire, the man who always sits across from me, Michael Goudeau.
Good morning, sir.
Michael Goudeau sitting here. And we're here to do the Free FM radio show in this spot. The phone number is, I'm not going to give you a topic, but the phone number is 866-570-PEN. 7-7-3-6-6. That's what I said. 2-7s there. That was a stutter. It's actually 7-3-6-6. 570-7-3-6-6. 866-570-PEN. You got penradio@gmail.com. Penradio.com. We're getting, what do we get, like 1,000 Gmails that said that we aren't on the podcast?
Yeah.
I think there's a problem here with this. I think one of you, if you want us on the podcast, has to do it. Because I don't think that CBS... will allow us to, and CBS isn't doing it. I don't even know the legality. I know that CBS was very, very happy that we were number one in podcast downloads, but then they told us that they wouldn't put it on to what is it called?
Podcasts.
iTunes, yeah, iTunes.
Sure.
So I don't know what that is, but a lot of people are complaining about it. We just want you to know that Michael Goudeau and Penn Jillette care very much about your letters. We just don't do anything about it, okay? There's a distinction there.
I forward them to someone else.
Good. And who you forward, doesn't matter who, right?
Doesn't
just anybody.
No. Yeah.
You have a program that goes through your mailing list, just randomly picks one out of your address book. I want to talk about pot, reefer, doobies, Mary Jane,
the chronic, sticky, icky.
Chronic, the sticky, icky, icky. 866-570-PEN, 7-3-6-6. There's this ad, this radio ad, that went out on, not on this show, but on, 141 radio stations nationwide, okay? It's a potentially controversial new ad campaign, out of Washington, D.C., from the Marijuana Policy Product. Project is probably better, right? It names prominent public officials, including President George W. Bush, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, former Vice President Al Gore, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, all have used marijuana. The ad that they've admitted
publicly.
They've admitted publicly, yeah. And the ad then asks, is it fair to arrest 750,000 people a year for doing what presidents and a Supreme Court justice have done? The spot hits airwaves a couple days ago, and it's being carried. Okay, that's why we haven't heard it. It's being carried in Air America. nearly 100 million Americans, including politicians named in the ad, have used marijuana. The vast majority have gone on to lead successful life, says Rob Campion. And it just says you can use it. This is the other thing that bothers me. At the end of that, they go, and it would have tax revenue. There'd be tax revenue from it. I'm against tax revenue, damn it. Here's the nut point of view on this. The nut point of view on this is that I am totally, totally in favor. Have I screwed up a mic? Yeah. Okay. I'm totally in favor of he's wrong about this.
Okay.
I'm totally in favor of legalizing marijuana. I'm totally in favor of having no laws against marijuana. And here's the nut point of view. I've never, ever tried it. I mean, not even a puff, not even the phony Bill Clinton, you know, I didn't inhale, which incidentally is the only thing Bill Clinton ever said that I believed. I believed he was cowardly enough to not inhale, which is what, you know, he wants to fit in with everybody but doesn't have the guts. I would say, get this away from me, you stupid deadhead, you know.
I just ran.
You ran?
Never touched it.
So we're two of the 200 million Americans that have not tried marijuana, and totally in favor of it being legalized, and don't know why. I mean, they're ruining lives, you know, with people smoking dope.
I don't understand the difference from alcohol.
Oh, I just said the wrong thing. I want to correct what I said, Michael. I just said they're ruining people's lives. It could mean I was thinking marijuana. No. Arresting people who use marijuana, they destroy their whole lives for nothing. For nothing. I'm going to take a phone call or two, 866-570-PEN, 7-3-6-6. Let's talk to Charlie.
Sure.
What's up, Charlie?
Hey, Penn, how you doing, buddy?
Never been better, boss. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to quickly congratulate you on using a more up-to-date slang for pot. Because, well, I remember a couple months ago you were talking about it, and you kept saying smoking dope, and that would just irk me. I don't know why it does. I'm a younger stoner.
Yeah.
So to me, dope is heroin, you know?
I see. So you like chronic?
Oh, no. I usually just say pot or reefer or buds or something. Or Chiba. Chiba's my personal favorite.
Chiba?
Chiba, C-H-E-E-B-A.
Chiba, I've never even heard. Of course, I'm out of the loop on this. Where's
right,
Chiba
no, well,
come
that's from? A. Well, I have no idea where it came
what's
from.
What's the etymology of?
I have
Chiba.
No idea, but it's I don't know. It's a popular word. There's even a band called More Chiba.
Okay, I bet there is. Yeah. So it's a little bit more up to date than the Doobie Brothers, huh?
Yeah, although that's classic. I say Doobie too. So that one, I think that will never grow old.
Okay, but the one that bothers you is dope.
Yeah, because yeah. I don't know, like when because my dad says it too, and that might be part of the reason that it irks me so bad. Is he says, you know, I always catch you smoking dope.
Yeah.
Like dad, you can't smoke heroin. I don't know. That's just me.
I see. No, I think it's a valid point. Dope is an interesting term because dope smoking was the common term in the 60s, and I guess dope has migrated over to heroin. You got some etymology for us?
Sure do. Comes from Spanish word chiva, which is slang for heroin. So
so there you go, Charlie, hosted by your own petard.
Yeah, that's
bastard.
Classic. That's classic. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Thanks a lot, Charlie. Thanks for calling. Let's talk let's talk to Nathan.
Okay.
866-570-PEN-7366. Nathan, you're talking
Hello,
to me.
Sir.
What's up?
Yeah, I heard you talking about the issue. I was just listening on the phone to this guy, the younger pot smoker.
Yeah.
This guy's got the old slang. He sounds like he's about 40, but that's okay. I'm actually calling
because
you were
talking
about the...
What's your new slang? Tell us the new slang.
New slang?
Yeah.
I don't know. The ooey, kryptonite.
Kryptonite?
The super duper.
Okay, kryptonite's good. But go on, what were you going to say?
I heard you talking about the legalization issue. I'm actually a medical student.
Cool.
And I know there's a lot of uses, especially like pain control, especially the patient population with MS,
mm-hmm.
multiple sclerosis, but I just feel like it's never going to happen. In this country, at least anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, what bothers me, and do you smoke dope?
I just said it.
Do you smoke the sticky, icky kryptonite? Do you?
Yeah, on occasion.
Okay. And what bothers me is that it does have some people who have medical problems are helped a lot by it. But I believe that that's a lie. I believe that when people say we should make it legal for medical uses, they're just trying to get a foot in the door. And what bothers me is that kind of plays into the other side. Why don't the people who want legalization, I'm one of them, just go for legalization and not go that halfway point of medical marijuana? And also, as a medical student, do you believe there's stuff that marijuana does that is unique to marijuana that other drugs wouldn't do? I mean, how could there be the drug that the best way to administer it is by smoking?
Well, that's definitely that's part of the first question about legalization versus medical legalization.
Yeah.
I think that's definitely a big problem because it's all the people that want to legalize it medically as for sort of like a foot in the door to then legalize it completely. It takes away from the merits of the people who just want to legalize it medically, because then you have people on the right wing who assume that all people that all people who are supporting medical marijuana just want to legalize it.
So you think
whereas a lot of people differentiate.
Oh, they really? You think there's a lot of people who would want it to be used, I mean, in their hearts, would want it to be used medically but would still want it to be illegal? Do those people exist?
I think I don't think it's as many as the people that just want it to be legalized, you know, free-for-all.
Uh-huh.
But I think there is a definite group, and it's more of like an older population who it maybe didn't use marijuana in their younger days recreationally, but have come to find it as a medical use,
like glaucoma and appetite and stuff like that. Right?
Glaucoma, cancer patients, terminal cancer patients, patients with amputations. Actually, I've heard
yeah.
it's helpful. And it doesn't snow them as much as, like, the morphine or the oxycodone that they would get put on by their doctor, mm-hmm. where they're not able to function.
You know, my mom, at the end of her life, was paralyzed and in a great deal of pain. And the doctors would give her painkillers and say they didn't want to give her too many because she would become addicted. And my mom was 88 years old. And I would say to them, you know, she'd never had a drink in her life or anything. And I would say, why do we care about her being, why do we care about her being addicted? She's 88 years old. It's not like she's going to be flying a plane soon, you know? I think that when you get older and you're in pain, anything to stop the pain would be fine. But I don't know. Is there anybody? I would love someone to call in. Just call in 866-570-PEN 7366 and just tell me if you believe that marijuana should be legal for medical uses and still illegal for recreational uses. I just want to talk to one of those people just so I know they exist. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I'm just saying, do those people exist? I'd like to know. We're just maggoty with
we
calls.
Are, we are. We have a good slang here from Mark.
Yeah.
Best slang for pot is sesh.
Sesh?
From Sessions.
Sessions.
Let's go have a sesh, or it'll be a full sesh.
A full sesh.
That's
okay.
What he says.
Okay. Sesh. I mean, I wonder if that's local or if that's national. Also, 420, you know, 420, which I've heard many different feelings of where that came from. Like it was the time you were supposed to get high, or it was California criminal code for possession of marijuana, which I believe is not true. But anyway, let's take a call from Aaron. 866-570-PEN 7366. What's up, Aaron?
I'm calling from Morristown, Tennessee, uh-huh. actually. And I was just going to call and tell you I got arrested actually about a month ago for possession
mm-hmm.
of marijuana, simple possession. And it's really basically destroyed my life. It's torn it apart.
Really? What are the circumstances?
Well, I played football for college and I lost my scholarship.
Oh, Jesus.
And all this, and it's really torn my life apart
for no reason. How much did they catch you with?
A little under 10 grams.
Mm-hmm.
Not much.
I don't know why I asked that question. I don't know what.
75 pounds.
Yeah, I don't even know what it means. But that's a small amount, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a really small amount.
Yeah. And how were you caught?
We ran a stop sign, and the cop just searched us, and he found that we surrendered it to him.
Yeah.
And they took us to jail, and I mean, it's pretty much torn. My family's upset, and it's torn my life apart.
Oh, Jesus.
And I don't have a big problem with pot. It's not, you know, I don't see it as a life-changing drug that it destroys you. The only thing that it could happen, that will happen, is it's a gateway drug, and it's right. I have done other things because of pot.
Mm-hmm.
But pot itself, legalize it, man.
But now, are you looking at jail time?
No, actually, I paid all my fines and everything, so they let me out on probation.
Uh-huh.
If I messed up, I will serve jail time.
But boy, losing your football scholarship is a big deal. Okay, Aaron. Well, best of luck, man. I hope you pull it together. How old are you, Aaron?
Oops, sorry.
Okay, Godot was just too fast on the trigger there. Any other Gmails coming in on this?
Yeah, we got all kinds of stuff, man.
Anything great? Well, you take another one of these. Let's see what Mike has to say. Let's see what Mike has to say. Hey, Mike, this is Penn Jillette. How you doing?
Pretty good. Actually, I've called you before. I'm the guy with the tattoo of you on my back.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I know who you are. Sure.
Yeah. Well, hey, I just wanted to comment. I'm not like an addict or anything, but I'll smoke at least twice a week.
Sure.
But I myself am pretty successful. I run a business. I'm only, 30 years old? I'm already worth $1 million. So, I mean, I'm not a total loser, but I will partake in marijuana on occasion.
Sure.
And the thing is people who say it's a gateway drug, people who do that would do other drugs anyways. They're addicts. They're addictive personalities. They'll find any means to do it.
To be fair to them, I don't think they're talking about the fact that whether you want to do the drugs or not. I think by gateway drug, they mean it gets you doing illegal things and gets you attached to people who have other illegal things. And, you know, I'm less apt to do cocaine than someone that smokes marijuana because I'm less apt to know somebody who would sell cocaine. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's kinda,
by the way, You mentioned chronic. That is a mixture of cocaine and marijuana.
Oh, is it really?
Yes,
I didn't know
it.
That. I was told by a topless dancer that was giving me a lap dance, whose whose stripper name was Chronic. She said that that was slang for marijuana. So that's all.
Yes, yes, it's very hard marijuana. Yes, it will keep you up. So.
Okay, well, I just wanted to know whether I should trust a guy with my picture tattooed on his back or a woman with just glorious breasts. I'm going to think about that when we take the next call.
Hey, I've got pretty glorious breasts too, but mine are for different reasons. You know?
Thanks so much, Mike. I'm sure we'll talk to you again. This is the call I've been waiting for. I want this call. I want to talk to Jenny.
Sure, of course we can.
Hey, Jenny, this is Penn. How you doing? What are you going to say?
Hi, how are you?
Doing very well, thanks. Lay it on me.
Well, I watched a talk show where there was kids with mood disorders like bipolar and depression, and they seem to have helped a lot with smoking pot, like... People, kids with like swearing problems and attitude or disorders and things like that. And the pot is the only thing that calms them down and like keeps them, you know, normal and not freaking out and levels them out, you know.
So should it be legal?
I think that it's hard to say that I would think it would be legal, but on prescription, like ways, I think that could help a lot.
So you're the person I was looking for. You do believe that it could be used medically, but not recreationally, and that would be it. You're not saying we're going to get it medical and then take the next step. You're just saying get it medical and stop there. Is that right?
Exactly.
Well,
because
now,
I definitely agree that marijuana is a gateway drug. Like I've used it, and I've gone on to other things. So if people have a prescription for it for kids and stuff like that, it could help them, and it wouldn't. You know, help them go to something else.
Okay, well, that seems like at least I believe that point of view exists. It's like being called by Bigfoot. At least now I have some evidence. Not
right.
To imply that your feet are in any way large. I'm just saying, you're no longer a mythical creature to me. I'm sure your feet are dainty and beautiful and
thank
people
you
love
so
to kiss
much.
Them. Okay, thanks so much for calling.
Well, what about, medical alcohol use? You know, it's really good for cleaning your ears. When you have your ears pierced, I think... We should back it up. We should have just medical alcohol.
Just medical alcohol, yes. Well, many people who do drugs are self-medicated. They're making decisions based on their basic genetic personality that they're trying to correct with drugs. I believe there are some people who are self-medicated. Or maybe I'm talking out my ass. This is Penn Jillette. We're going to take a break right now. 866-570-PEN-7366. We're talking about the sticky, icky, icky or something. That sure is drug music, isn't it? If you just tuned in, I'm sitting here with Michael Goudeau, who is always sitting across from me sipping his tea. His tea has caffeine. Mine does not. I want to do a formal apology to Patrick, who told me to turn my mic sideways and it would sound better, and I'd forgotten, and I was stupid and waved him off with an obscene gesture.
Hey. Congratulations. You have 3 Emmy nominations.
Congratulations to you.
Well, thank you.
The Bulls Hit has 3 Emmy nominations, 2 of which we had to do with.
Yes.
Best show and writing. The editing, which is fabulous on the show, we have nothing to do with. But we will very happily accept the Emmy.
I won't get to stand up if they do the Emmy.
Are you going
to
be our...
I'll be there. My wife loves the Emmys.
What does she like about it?
I don't know. We get dressed up. We go to L.A. We stay in a hotel. It's nice. We can all go, sure.
You want to bring Patrick with you, Jack?
Yeah, I could. They're going to get their own rooms, though.
Did you have a speech last year when you went? See, we were doing shows. We have to keep working. But Goudeau takes his wife and he goes and represents.
Did I have a speech? No, I didn't have a speech.
You're just going to ad-lib and giggle?
I was going to ad-lib and giggle, yeah.
Okay, good. We just want to hear them use the... We'll say, and the winner is Bulls Hit. Which is true for every single category. I mean, I'm not a big one on awards. You know, as Tellers once said, every award ceremony is just the YMCA banquet. I've been to the Porn Awards. I've been to the Oscars. I've been to the Emmys. It's all exactly the same. You'd think the Porn Awards would be something better. It's still, you know, best swimming in the 11-year-old age. Means nothing. Actually, I shouldn't have said that porno was boys swimming. Very bad move for my personal career. Yeah, if you just tuned in, we're talking. Did I mention Michael Goudeau sitting across from me? My good friend Michael Goudeau sitting across from me here. And I'm Penn Jillette. Yeah. I didn't even say Penn Jillette. See, that's what I have in my contract. I can introduce one of us, but not both of us. This is Penn Jillette. He's Michael Godone. We're talking about pot, weed, marijuana, ganja, Mary Jane, smoke, joint, grass, reefer, bud, dope, drugs, bong, high, chronic, herb, stoner, cannabis, dank, smoking, stone, hash, blunt, bowl, green pipe, pothead, trees, 420, Mary Jane, skunk, marijuana, spliff, chiba, THC, baked hemp, 420, crack, doobie, dro, drug, hydro, LSD, no, that's not right, toke, this is just all drug terms, I guess, Mary Jane, nug, and shrooms, but I think that shrooms is definitely not
pretty
marijuana.
Specifically.
And this guy here that wrote us this list says that 420 was based on some stoners who would smoke at the same time after school every day, 420. I'm not buying that. I'm still not buying where the 420 comes from. But we got a lot of calls. I want to read this one other because this is from a good friend of mine, Brian, who's a local atheist, kind of libertarian guy, real cool, real nice. And Brian is a nurse, so he's a smart cat. And he has, as to marijuana being legal, I'm all for it. However, for medical uses, I'd lump it in with herbs. Yeah, it may be effective, but you can't effectively dose by smoking it, and you may be getting other harmful chemicals along with the therapeutic ones. Scientists can already extract THC and leave the other chemicals behind. Wouldn't that be better? Very, very important point. I think my point of view, make it legal recreationally, but for medical uses, let's get something better. Trivia. Carl Sagan, fellow skeptic and member of PsyCop, was a dope smoker. And my good friend Brian, who's also old, has used the term dope smoker, and I apologize for that. What do we got here? Let's take another call. I have a Gmail from my wife that I could read, but I'll go on to these people. Let's take Colin on right there. Hey, Colin, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Penn?
Never better, boss. How you doing?
Not bad. First off, gotta say, love the show. Long time listener.
Thanks, man.
First time calling, and I've always loved the Penn and Teller specials on TV.
Oh, thanks so much, man.
But in my opinion, I think all this stuff should be somewhat legalized, to an extent. Okay.
You explain what you mean by that.
Well, just like where somebody can go out to the bar and they can have a few drinks, they shouldn't be driving home.
Same okay, thing I see that.
Smoking. All right, if they're going to do it as a recreational thing, don't get behind a wheel.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and as far as like the medical part of it, I've had friends that have had different type of cancers that they had the medical prescription for pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going over to their house. I mean, light one up, I'd go to the other side of the porch. Because I personally, I've tried it before, but was never a big fan of it. So
wait a minute, where are you calling from? There's no place that's legal for medical use, is it?
Well, I'm from New York.
Yeah, I don't think medical marijuana is legal in New York.
It was there was only two people that I know that had a medical prescription.
All right, there are. We had them on our TV show, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah. You're scrambling up, so we're starting to lose you, so I'm going to hang up on you. Please forgive me. We forgot wacky tobacco. Wacky tobacco, which is one of the greatest terms. If I were a marijuana smoker, I don't think I would call it anything besides wacky tobacco. I think I would have to. It's like if I had a dog, he'd be named Buster. There's just certain rules that I've always felt in my heart. Let's talk to Jason. These are the guys I'm interested in here. Okay. How you doing, Jason? This is Penn Jillette, and also talking to Michael Godone. What's up?
Hey, nothing. First time listener and caller, actually, so I'm lucky today.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
Not a good topic to call in, I guess. I'd say, yeah, it should definitely be legal to actually, for medical use, because it does help a lot. But my qualm was actually having it, to keeping it illegal, even though it probably keeps the prices expensive. Mm-hmm. It just, every preppy college kid would be growing it out in their backyard, and it would destroy everybody else's good butt, because everything would turn seedy. If it's not done right, because I've been around it for a long time, if it's not done right, the seeds, like the pollen, will travel miles and miles, and they'll turn everybody's weed into just big bags of seed instead of actually having good weed.
Okay, good, good point. Very good point. That's another point of view for the prescription thing. Thanks a lot. Well, let's see what Chris has to say.
I get Chris. Where's Chris? Let's see.
Yeah, right there.
A little slow today.
Yeah.
The thing is that, you know, for medical use, it's a perfect, you know, a drug for perfect use for medical use.
Okay.
You know, it helps, it dims pain and everything else. But can you imagine people with, like, being like an alcoholic, if you made it legal, like alcohol is?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more deaths that are on the road from people from alcohol-related casualties on the road,
yeah,
you'll have now say double that or even triple that.
Yeah, I don't.
With pot,
I don't think that's the way it would go. I don't think it would go that way. But of course, you're talking about hypotheticals, so we can't really argue about this. We're just speculating. But I kind of think. See, I do not believe as a libertarian. I do not believe in prior restraint. So I think people should be able to drink any amount they want, any place they want, any time they want, until they've done something wrong. So that would be my position on marijuana. It's also my position on guns. You know, and that you should be able to have any you want. It's only if you do something that you get in trouble.
Yeah, but it's when they do something, who does it affect? The
yeah.
person who gets it
That's
done
true.
To them.
The argument is when they do something, it's too late. But I think freedom is letting people do anything they want. As is commonly said, I believe I first heard it from Steve Allen, you know, your right to wave your arm stops at my face. And I believe that's true, and I don't think that prior restraint's a good idea. Take away every gun, every knife, every drug. I think people have to make their own decisions, and you have to trust people, because people are really good. And that's the thing that all these people that don't believe in freedom forget, is that most people are really, really good. But thanks a lot, Chris. I should read this one. This is a Gmail from my wife. She says, I hate the gateway drug argument. By that logic, water is a gateway drink. I'm pretty sure everyone who drinks scotch started with water. Yeah, baby, but...
Don't argue with your wife on air, man.
You don't think I should?
No, I think it's a bad idea.
It's a bad idea. There are some people who say that the gateway drug argument is bunk, but I do think that it does allow you... I'm not saying it's a bad thing it's a gateway drug, but if you are smoking marijuana, you know people that... are able to get illegal drugs, and that may make it a little easier for you to go to the next level. But it's a very weak argument. Even if there is something to it, there's not a lot to it. You want to go with CJ? Let's talk to CJ. Hey, what's up?
Hey, Penn, how you doing?
Never better, boss. How are you?
Good. I graduated from the University of Pennsylvania, and I took a class, a political science class, where mm-hmm. we studied this exact thing there.
Mm-hmm.
And the most interesting point is the fact that if you want marijuana, you can get it. Yes, people being arrested on it and whatnot, but it is out there. It is just as easy to get as alcohol. You can go to any corner and get it.
Sure.
So if we accept that fact, why not legalize it and spend all that money? You know how many cops, you know how much money it costs to put people in jail?
Well, to arrest 100 million people is not cheap.
Oh, it's billions. If we took even a percentage of that and spent it on treating people, and helping them get over addictions, not going to use heroin, people that have crack problems with that stuff, not letting it become a gateway drug, educating people, it would help out so much. It is just a political tool that politicians are using, saying, oh, I'm tough on drugs.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, I think that what the real reason you don't want it legal is that people want to, politicians want to take care of other people. And the other side of it is, the dark side of it is, I believe that a government, any government that wants power, wants as much to be illegal as possible, because
oh, absolutely.
Then they can use it to bust people they can't bust for something else. They can get in on that. So, I think it's a really good point. But the major thing is, empty out the jails. You get rid of all the drugs and the prostitution, the victimless crime things. You have time to keep people in jail who really are dangerous to society, people who really are sociopaths. But thanks a lot for calling, CJ. We're going to take another break, come back and talk about more of the marijuana. Play some of that drug music, yeah. 866-570-PEN, 7366. I'm Penn Jillette. That's Michael Godeau. I hope you know you aren't too stoned to know who you are. We'll be back. Here's the speed that Mike Jones is playing the theme, the Pendulette theme, too fast for pot. If you like Mike Jones's sound here, doing all the music here, go to penradio.com, and it'll send you over to his website and check out his stuff. Penradio@gmail.com. 866-570-PEN, 7366. I think that every time we don't really know what to talk about, we should talk about marijuana. Because, the phone lines are full and are been full. We started out talking about this, ad that's on the, radio that points out that President George W. Bush, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Vice President Al Gore, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, all admitted to using marijuana, and yet we arrest 100 million people a year. No, 100 million people have tried it, and we arrest almost a quarter of a million for marijuana every year. And we're just talking kind of about dope, and we have the nut point of view, which is Michael Goudeau sitting across from me here, and myself, Penn Jillette. Neither one of us has ever tried marijuana. Doesn't care about it at all, and yet we'd like it legal. I got this great Gmail from a guy named Pat. I assume it's a guy. Could also be a woman, I suppose. And this one says, and this blew my mind. I'd never heard this. But we're talking about the origins of 420 being related to pot. Some say it's the time you smoke every day when you get out of school, and some say it's the California Penal Code or Radio Code, which it's not. I mean, I think we've dispelled that. But the Bob Dylan song, Rainy Day Women, Numbers 12 and 35, which is everybody must get stoned. They'll stone you when you're trying to be so good. They'll stone you just like they said they would. But I would not feel so all alone because everybody must get stoned with the trombones and all. If you multiply 12 times 35, it comes out to 420. And one guy, at least Pat, has speculated that that's where the 420 comes from, multiplying 12 by 35. Now we have to figure out where they got the 12 and 35, where Bob did. And the best slang term that's been sent in at all is jazz cigarette. Jazz cigarette is just great, great for pot. And Michael Goudeau also, here's what my wife says again. My wife says that guy is
she's
wrong.
She's continued arguing even though you haven't.
I know. She's talking about the guy who said it would get too seedy if you made it legal. That guy is wrong too. If it were legal, people and companies would grow high quality crops and it would get cheaper all the time. Let the market get a hold of it and we'll have the best pot ever. I think my wife knows more about pot than I do by a lot. Which doesn't take that much. What do you want to say here? Let's talk to John.
You want to talk to John? Okay. Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, John, what's up? This is Penn and Michael Goudeau.
Hi. I just wanted to talk about it from a purely economic standpoint. Mm-hmm. I mean, in a vertical demand curve,
mm-hmm.
The people who are buying marijuana are pretty much going to stay the same, no matter whether it's legal or not.
Right.
Now, because it's illegal, it creates all sorts of things like higher prices because it's harder to get into the country, violence through gangs or other miscellaneous, whoever's selling, if somebody's on your turf, you can't go to the police and be like, listen, this is where I'm selling,
right.
They can't be here, and other things like that. It just raises prices and makes everything more dangerous.
Yeah, but the way I put that, it's the same argument, but the way I always put it is drugs being illegal give bad people power.
Exactly.
Gives really bad people power. And a lot of it, drug dealing becomes, if you make it legal, then nobody makes a ton of money on marijuana. I mean, a big corporation will, but I'm one of those nuts who trust big corporations more than I trust thugs, So I'm all in favor of McDonald's marijuana making all the money. I just think that they're better people than the gangbangers.
Yeah, as we pointed out on our TV show, McDonald's doesn't shoot Jack in the Box when they copy their burger. No matter how badly they want to.
Or when,
there's not a clown fight.
When someone moves across the street, you don't have that trouble. But thanks a lot for pointing all that stuff out, John. Let's talk to Andy down here. How you doing, Andy? This is Penn. What's up, man?
Hey, Penn. How's it going?
Never been a boss.
Back when one of your I love your show, I love your Showtime show. You're a sociologist on your statistics numbers
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Joel Best. Yeah, I studied under him when he was still in Illinois.
Cool.
And we talked a lot about one of our statisticians did research on this gateway drug thing.
Uh-huh.
And has been writing papers for a number of years, and all the research pretty much shows that it only if you remove alcohol from the equation could you even think that marijuana is a gateway drug? And even then, there's no legitimate number statistical proof that there's even a correlation between marijuana use and harder drugs. It's always the hardest evidence is alcohol and other drugs.
Really?
And yeah, it's really alcohol is the gateway drug. Even if you want to see it, I mean, because, you know, with statistics, you can usually prove correlation,
mm-hmm.
but you can't prove which direction the arrow moves,
exactly.
which causes causation. So it's all theoretical. So alcohol is more readily available. It's, you know, risky behavior, and it's more physically addictive, and it's more violent. So risky mm-hmm. behavior goes along with alcohol, whereas marijuana is, you know, it's just something that you're going to do if you get a...
That we lost.
Oh, damn. That was just getting good. I think what he was mostly saying was that I was dead wrong with my little stupid theory that once you're buying marijuana, you get other places.
You know,
if there's no numbers correlating it, you know, if there's no number correlation, then I'm wrong.
You know, the alcohol use is so prevalent that using it in any sort of numbers is like your wife points out with water.
Yeah.
It's not valid, I don't think.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think that all I'm saying is I trust him more than I trust me. If you're listening to the show and you want to know in that last caller who you should trust, I think you should trust him over me. That was my sense of what he said. He just seemed to have much better points than I do, and he seemed to know what he was talking about. That's true for many, many of our callers, but in that one it was specifically pinpoint spotted, you know, that he knew a little bit more. Let's talk to Pete. What the hell? Pete's been waiting around a long while. Hey, Pete, this is Penn and Michael Goudeau. How are you?
Great, Penn. How you doing?
Never better, boss. Never better.
First time caller. I heard it on the radio this morning. I was just getting ready to pack one, and I was like, oh, God, I got to drop it and call.
How's marijuana been for you, son?
Marijuana's been fantastic for me. I'm almost a little disappointed. You know, you've never partaked, but hey, different strokes for different folks.
Sure, thank you. Thank you for that tolerance.
I mean, the whole gateway thing, I believe that is a complete fallacy. I think, you know, nothing's going to lead you to do anything else. I call that a lack of willpower.
Well, how often do you smoke?
I smoke multiple times daily.
Okay, and what other drugs have you tried?
I've tried shrooms, I've tried coke, I've tried Special K, I've smoked hash. Like, you know, various pills here, there, the other thing.
But aren't you kind of the argument for it? What did you smoke? What did you use first in terms of drugs?
Marijuana.
Okay, so aren't you? You're at least saying that this is exactly the argument they'd make. Do you think you would have gone to those other drugs if you'd never tried marijuana?
You know, that's a touchy thing. I mean, if I would have never tried marijuana, my life would be very different. I'd be hanging out with different people, but, you know, if I was at a party one day, never hanging around with smokers, and then all of a sudden someone brought a bag of coke to the party, who's to say I would try it? Who's to say I wouldn't try it?
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to guess, since you're you seem to be our pothead expert here, would you like it to be legal?
Would I want it to be legal? I visited Amsterdam earlier this year, so I know what it's all about, you know, being where it's legal.
Sure.
It seems like the drug problem over there is far less than it is over here.
Uh-huh.
But I wouldn't want it legal because, I mean, then you're gonna have everyone smoking, and it's not even gonna be cool anymore.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't want Oprah Winfrey or Hillary Clinton smoking my weed. That would be horrendous. But then again, if you keep it illegal and you don't want anyone to smoke it, you want everyone to be all tied up and everything. What do you think we're gonna turn into? Everyone's gonna be Colin Powell. It's gonna be. You know, it's going to be a whole country of, you know, Condoleezza Rice, and that's it.
Okay. I wanted that point of view. Thank you so much, Pete. Thank you. You know, this is the odd thing. You know, I love art by drug people. You know, I love Jimi Hendrix. I love the Velvet Underground. I love music and art created by people who are really high. And I like talking to people. I don't know if Pete was high or not. He's probably so in control from smoking multiple times a day. But I like hearing people who are on drugs talk for a brief period of time on, you know, TV or radio. I don't like them as my friends to sit around and talk with because I don't seem to have as exciting conversations. I mean, when I was in high school, maybe that's too long ago, you know, that was, you know, whatever, 100 years ago. And, you know, 73, I graduated. And, I just found that talking to people who were stoned in my high school was the most boring thing I experienced. But then again, I was also talking to high school students. So maybe if they were totally sober, they would have been just as bad. Maybe I just hated talking to high school kids. Maybe that's That's all it
that
was.
Could be it.
And that's what's talked me out of doing drugs for all these years is bad high school students. What else we got here? What else you got? You got any Gmails you want to read?
No, nothing.
Okay. Let's take JB's been waiting forever. Let's talk to JB.
We should.
How you doing, JB? This is Penn. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Ben?
Nothing much. Lay it on me.
Well, I just wanted to touch on a few comments. First of all, I think that the government is a little silly because if they don't realize that they could tax selling marijuana like they do alcohol and tobacco, not only make what the other caller touched on, that it would control less violence and things like that, but government could actually make money on it.
Yeah.
But
well, government making money, to me, is a bad thing. The more money that goes into the government, it doesn't come out of our pockets.
Or a corporation, one of the two.
No, you know, more money for corporations, I'm all for.
But somebody that could be making money better than, say, you know, Joe Schmo drug dealer or so. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with regard to alcohol in general, is alcohol is just a much harder drug, if you think about it, than marijuana. And that if people were smoking marijuana more, as I remember another caller said, that, you know, he thinks that there would be three times more car accidents and things like that. I think, if anything, it would be quite the opposite. Now, I wouldn't recommend it to a lot of people, but, I mean, I drive in my car while I'm on marijuana sometimes, and it's really no different than being, you know, driving sober.
Uh-huh.
But I would
I
say
believe
that,
there are studies that contradict you on that, but I just wanted to step that in. But go on.
Well, yeah, that's why I wouldn't recommend it to anybody that's, I guess, not an experienced marijuana user. But I am, you know, I'm a businessman, and I make a pretty decent living, and I don't really think that it affects me in any way. But I feel that if people were to use alcohol in as much consumption as some people use marijuana, then it would be just, you know, 10 times worse.
Well, it's interesting. On our show, Bulls Hit on Showtime, we looked into it, and there are the number of deaths caused by marijuana directly. This is the number of overdoses of marijuana, zero. It is absolutely 100% zero. And that's certainly not true for alcohol. It's a much, much safer drug to the person using it. And it seems people are less violent on it. So I just don't see why it's illegal, especially when you've got something illegal that the president claims to do. I was just joking there. And what's in the news, Robin? And so thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for calling, JB.
You know what? We got Snopes says that 420 is the time. Yeah. Story. So the Centerfield High School students in California, 420 was the time that they actually met to light up.
Snopes says that?
Snopes says
and
that.
And they feel that that's a good reason?
They feel that's it.
Wow. Goodness. Okay, well, that's great. We've been talking a lot about it. You want to get one more call in? Let's go very quickly to Sterling. Very quickly.
Sure.
Hey, Sterling, get like 15 seconds, Sterling. Lay it on us.
You commit murder in the U.S., you get life in prison. After 7 years, you're eligible for parole.
Mm-hmm.
You sell a given amount of marijuana under mandatory sentences, life in prison, no parole.
Is that true?
Yes.
That says everything. Thanks a lot, Sterling. If that's fair, then I am a blue-nosed gopher. And this blue-nosed gopher's name is Penn Jillette. Sitting here with Michael Goudeau on the Free FM. We'll be here tomorrow if the creek don't rise.